how to talk to writers, clubs, and ministry leaders about chaplaincy. One of the first skills a motorcycle chaplain needs is knowing how to talk about chaplaincy itself. That may sound simple, but it matters a great deal. If you describe your role poorly, people may misunderstand you before ministry even begins. They may assume you are trying to preach at them, monitor them, fix them, or insert yourself into places where you do not belong. So let's talk about how to speak about chaplaincy with clarity and wisdom. First, keep your explanation simple. You do not need a dramatic speech. In many settings, a short and respectful explanation works best. You might say something like, "I'm training to serve as a Christian chaplain. My role is to offer presence, listening, prayer if welcomed, and spiritual support with respect for people and their boundaries." That kind of language helps because it lowers pressure. It also communicates role clarity. Second, describe chaplaincy as service, not control. People need to know that you are not there to take over situations or make yourself important. You are there to serve. You are there to listen. You are there to walk with people when they want support. Especially in motorcycle-connected settings, people often respond better when they can see that chaplaincy is grounded, respectful, and non-coercive. Third, be honest about consent. Let riders, clubs, and ministry leaders know that you believe in prayer by permission and scripture by consent. That matters. It tells people you are not trying to force spiritual moments. It tells them you understand dignity. It tells them you are there to care, not to pressure. Fourth, speak with humility about access. Do not imply that chaplaincy gives you unlimited entrance into private spaces, leadership circles, grief situations, or club matters. Instead, communicate that healthy chaplaincy honors relationships, leadership structures, and trust. A wise chaplain says, in effect, "I serve where invited, where appropriate, and where trust allows." That posture protects everyone. Fifth, adapt your words to the listener. A rider may want plain talk. A club leader may want role clarity. A pastor may want theological credibility. A ministry leader may want to know whether you understand boundaries and long-term consistency. You do not need to change your mission, but you should be aware of what each person needs to hear in order to understand your role accurately. Sixth, avoid certain mistakes. Do not oversell yourself. Do not pretend expertise you do not have. Do not use religious pressure language. Do not flatter people to gain access. Do not sound vague or mystical. And do not talk about chaplaincy as if you are entering the culture to become somebody important. That will damage trust quickly. Instead, speak as someone who is teachable, steady, and Christ-centered. Let people hear that chaplaincy is a ministry of presence, not performance. Sometimes the best conversation starter is simply to ask a sincere question. You might ask a ministry leader, "What kinds of care do you think people in this riding community need most?" Or you might ask a rider, "What kind of support do people usually appreciate in hard times?" Good questions show respect. They also keep you from leading with assumptions. Over time, how you talk about chaplaincy should match how you live it. If you say you value confidentiality, protect privacy. If you say you respect boundaries, honor them. If you say you care about people, show up consistently. Words matter, but consistency confirms them. In the end, the goal is not to deliver the perfect introduction. The goal is to make chaplaincy understandable, trustworthy, and welcome where God opens the door. Speak simply. Speak truthfully. Speak with humility. And let your explanation of chaplaincy sound like the ministry you hope to bring: calm, clear, respectful, and rooted in Christ.